Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, it becomes a podcast magically at the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand, so you never have to miss a minute of the show, ever.
And please donate to the Moist Line. Use the app, the microphone icon to leave a message in the John and Ken KFI section, or, of course, call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, big story last night is that apparently he did not leave the country. We're talking about the man that they were looking for in Texas, a Mexican national who faces charges of murder. Five people were killed in a mass shooting last Friday night. He went over to a neighbor's home after a dispute over him firing off a gun. And he killed five people, including a young boy. Let's get Alex Stone, ABC News, on to the John and Ken Show to bring us up to date about the other arrest, too.
Yeah, hey there, guys. So on, so his wife or girlfriend has been arrested as well. She, too, is a Mexican national, although she was in court a little while ago, her magistrate hearing in Texas, something that they've got there. And they said they don't know if she is legally in the U.S. or not. We know he was not. He had been deported four times, twice in 2009, once in 2012, once in 2016. But he was found hiding in a closet under laundry in the home of a family member when federal agents on a SWAT team went in, found him in that home. His wife or partner, or whatever the relationship isn't really clear yet either. And another person, a man, were in the home, and they were allegedly helping him hide out through all of this. And police had been saying that the partner was helpful and was helping them out. They say really they don't, now they know she was not, that she acted like she was helping them out. But the whole time she apparently, according to them, planned his getaway and helped him get away. They found him in the town of Cut and Shoot. You got to love the names in Texas.
Really?
Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot?
Yeah, it was a town about 20 miles away from his home in Cleveland, Texas, where he ran away from. They did find an AR. They think it is a murder weapon. They don't know yet. The lead deputy in the area is saying,
we may have the weapon, but we have to wait for ballistics. So I can't confirm.
And so Oropeza booked on 5 counts of murder. It's going to go to a grand jury. So those charges may change at some point, depending on what the grand jury decides. And as for the wife or partner, the DA saying?
What we believe that Ms. Nava was doing is that she was providing him with material aid and encouragement, food, clothes, and had arranged transport to this house.
But they say they don't know how he got there. They think she set it up, the transportation, but he didn't have a cell phone. He dropped that during the search for him. They had that. So how was he communicating? Was there a car waiting for him? How did she get him there? They don't know.
I don't know if Mr. Oropeza fled the neighborhood on foot, was picked up, and delivered somewhere else. We don't know that right now.
So it was a tip that came into the FBI tip line at around 5:20 yesterday. They then went and acted on it. Also, remember earlier this week, there was activity that there was a potential sighting of him, and they locked down the schools, and then they said, no, it wasn't him, it was somebody who looked like him, and it was over, and he wasn't in the area. Now they admit they knew that that was him earlier this week. He got away from them again, and they didn't want to let him know that they were on his trail. But people in the area are saying, well, if you knew he was in the area, but you were saying publicly wasn't him, guy looked like him, everybody's safe, he's not in the area, that they feel like that ruse wasn't real great. But nonetheless, they say now they know that was him.
Apparently they got a lot of tips, though, huh?
Yeah, there were quite a few that came in. They said they had to follow up on all of those. Makes sense. There were a lot of potential sightings of them, people who thought that they knew something. But it was one that came in after 5 o'clock yesterday. There was the one that said he's hiding in this family member's home. They went in, and in the closet under that laundry, there he was.
I was going to say, it took 3 days to find him in the home of a family member. Do the fact that they are illegal immigrants make it more difficult to get the information they need to track all of his family members and possible hiding places or something?
It may very well be. We don't know why it did take that long, or if they had searched this home. The FBI said that they had done a lot of what they called knock and talks. They don't have probable cause to go into, the people's homes that they think he could be in. So they said that they got the okay from a lot of homeowners to go in and take a look around. If this was one that they did a knock and talk on, if they had gone there, if they knew about it, we don't know.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that update.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI with the update on the gunman in the state of Texas. It's a town outside of Houston where he apparently killed a whole bunch of his neighbors because they got angry with him for shooting off a gun in the backyard. Apparently, they just said to him, could you shoot it on the other side of the yard, away from our house?
You see, you can't make unreasonable requests of your neighbors.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can't put yourself in play like that. You just gotta get out of the area. You gotta move. You can't take on a crazy guy. He was drunk at the time. Can't go up to a drunk guy with a loaded rifle and tell him to stop shooting.
1,140 people roughly in Cut and Shoot. I just looked it up. They have their own website, cutandshoot.org. Yes, Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's the name of the town. Says here a great place to live. We're defined less by boundaries on a map than by the sense of shared values our residents hold dear.
Shared values. Why does every town and every company, every school write crap like that on their website?
Shared values?
Everybody babbling about shared values, core values, our values.
Newsom says it all the time.
I noticed this when my kids were going to school. Suddenly they got an administrator, and then everything was about core values, and all the kids would mock it and all the parents would mock it because it's an annoying preachy phrase. And then like the 105th time you've heard it, it's like, all right, shut up about your core values already, stop it.
By the way, a listener forwarded a story. We were talking last hour about that sob story in the El Segundo Times. Fast food workers are living in their cars. You had mentioned McDonald's.
Yeah.
Opened restaurants with no human employees, and the places are Fort Worth, Denver, and Las Vegas. This is a story just ran in April on MSN. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Next time I'm in Las Vegas, I'd want to go see this.
I would, too. I have to find out where it is in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of details in this story as to how they do this. Because what if you have a problem with your order? You go back and talk to the computer, I guess?
You talk to the screen.
Like you didn't get the fries you ordered? Or
yeah.
How do you deal with,
There probably is
They're probably a bot, right, you connect with. When you go online, you just see somebody wants to chat with you. It's just a bot that's set to answer standard questions.
I got a bad bot the other day.
Oh, you did? You chat with the bots online?
I didn't know if it was going to be a bot or not. But
it's not a real person. Is it ever a real person?
I don't think it ever is. But you really can't get any straight answers out of any company anymore. If it's a bot,
it better be a very simple question because they're only programmed to answer certain standard most likely questions to be asked.
That's what I realized because it was giving...
But a lot of times I only look for customer service when I have a more complicated issue going on and that's worthless to me.
If you go online, they have websites and there is no way to speak to a human being. Nobody has a phone number anymore. They don't have an email anymore. They have a little chat bot and the chat bot is imaginary. And it misunderstood every question, everything I wrote. I tried to make it as short and simple and obvious as possible, and I got gibberish in return. And there was zero way to communicate with this company. Same thing. I ordered something, right? Like some clothing in the mail, and it came off wrong. And I sent in, you know, the explanation, the complaint, what I wanted to exchange for. I never heard from them again.
Wow.
Nobody responds anymore. Nobody cares. I don't know what the I don't it's a very, very frustrating world right now because the corporations, politicians, nobody wants to speak to you. Nobody.
Well, we're here live and we're speaking to people, right?
I found the McDonald's.
We're not bots.
Where is
it? You found it? What do you mean you found the Las Vegas one?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Lamb and Lake Mead.
Lamb and Lake Mead. Is that how far from the strip is that? Could you tell?
I have it in an article from a Las Vegas news site. I'm trying to find the exact street corner.
I'm going to be there at the end of the month. I should go look for it.
You know what? Every worker that's bitching about $15 an hour, you should go visit that McDonald's in Las Vegas. There's your future. At least you're getting 15.
All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we now take you back to California and Davis, John. Davis, California, population of about 60,000 people, the home of UC Davis, one of the more prestigious universities.
Yes, big agricultural area.
It is. Go ahead.
No, that is the university in the UC system where if you want to study agricultural science, that's the place to go.
Right. It's not usually first on people's desires for the UC colleges or.
No, unless you have that specific interest.
Right. They may have a serial stabber on the loose. What's with stabbings lately, right? Bob Lee in San Francisco stabbed. And
all the homeless people stabbing in the streets.
Right. On the metro system.
And people with machetes. And
well, isn't this what the anti-gun people say, you know? Take away the guns, and that leaves us with the knives. This actually resulted in UC students having to shelter in place. What we have so far is three stabbings. We have two people dead and one woman in critical condition. Now, this is the part where I want to be sensitive, but it gets a little weird. The first victim of the stabbings was in a park. And they're putting out tributes to him. His name was David Breaux, B-R-E-A-U-X. He was known as the compassion guy. So I got curious. What does that mean? So I looked up a story on him. The Davis community knew him as the compassion guy because he would walk around the park asking people for their definition of compassion. I guess he didn't find it, did he?
And did somebody get sick of that?
I don't know. I can't tell from this whether he's homeless. He's actually published a book after countless interviews asking people for their definition of compassion. Mm-hmm. So now we'll stop the show and ask John Cobell to define compassion. He doesn't know. He's never heard of it.
Because it's so wildly distorted and misused now as a word and as a concept.
Especially when it comes to problems like the homeless.
It's for somebody who is suffering, you know, a life event, totally beyond their control. Beyond their control, you know, like their parents got run over by a bus, right? And a kid like that needs compassion, right? You got to help him as best you can. Somebody's got to raise him. Somebody's got to create a fund for him. Right. Because it was just a terrible accident, twist of fate.
Oh, my God. He's been there so long, they actually created a compassion bench in 2013 dedicated to his quest for definitions of compassion.
But people who create their own wreck of a life, that's their fault. It's on them. Make better decisions.
He was
Don't do stupid stuff.
Oh, he was originally from Duarte. Earned his Bachelor of Arts in Urban Studies at Stanford.
And you know what? Also, by the way, compassion is just a feeling that makes...
He is homeless.
Yeah,
His book's back cover says he currently stays in Davis, California, and stands on the corner of C Street and 3rd Street asking people to share their written concept of the word compassion.
Look, he should not have been stabbed, but...
I know.
That, you know, obviously...
Well, one of the other victims is a homeless woman.
Not in his
She's
right
the now. One that lived. The third victim, and this person died, was a UC Davis student, only 20 years old. So they're not sure what they're dealing with, because is it somebody that was trying to strike out against homeless people, but then the stabbing of the college student?
It's a crazy person. And they're, you know, the first people you'll meet as a crazy person are other homeless people. But, you know, if you keep doing it,
right,
you're getting some kind of rush off it, you'll just stab the next person in sight.
Appears to be happening in parks. The UC Davis student Karim Abu Najam, 20 years old, was in Sycamore Park Saturday night. And this is where they think they got their only possible witness, who said they're looking for somebody light-complected male, 5'6" to 5'9", thin build, wearing a black or blue sweatshirt, Adidas pants with white stripes, black shoes, carrying a brown backpack. That's all they got in terms of, because I guess in these parks there may not be a lot of cameras. So they're now trying to pick up any DNA evidence.
It's kind of like a serial killer. He's just using a knife and wandering around parks, but he most likely has this bizarre mental compulsion. He might have little animals in his head telling him to stab people.
Yeah, but and of course the big one, the Idaho college student killer, he stabbed them all too. You're right. What's going on with stabbings?
I don't know.
There were just 9 homicides in Davis between 2012 and 2021, and now they have 2 inside a week. Mm. That's why this is such a big story there.
Yeah, well, they got the crazy person who's losing his mind.
Yeah, sadly, you wonder if it's another homeless person.
You know, he might be whacked out on meth,
or is it somebody just angry with?
Could be a schizophrenic, and he's got people talking to him.
Yeah.
Commanding him to go and stab.
So they go back and forth trying to figure out or trying to couch the issue as to whether or not this is a serial stabber or are these different people. They're not sure if it's the same person who has stabbed these 3 people. They're not exactly saying that yet, but all indications are that it probably is one person.
Yeah, if it was in L.A., it easily could be 3 different suspects, but Davis is much smaller, and it's so unusual. I mean, that's a very placid place. So,
no, I've never been there, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've just known people whose kids went there.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about Davis.
It's farm town.
Yeah, it's a rural area.
Yeah.
They have a great animal hospital. I mean, they have a lot of people that become veterinarians. That's where they go.
There you go. Well, yeah. I guess if it's farm area, there'll be a lot of animals.
Yeah, animals, farming.
Smells like cow poo.
Maybe that got to this guy.
That would be farm area. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Fear not. We're on the radio 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. You could hear the podcast. It's the radio show all over again. John and Ken on demand. It's called on the iHeart app. And pick up anything you missed.
We get digitized. And we get locked away forever. So you can always get the show. The Moist Line. Use the iHeartRadio app and follow that app, by the way. The Moist Line. Connect there using the little microphone icon to leave a message directly for the Moist Line. Or, of course, ring up the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up next hour, as John always likes to say, chance for more money? Right, more money? Yeah, that's what we're going to be giving away with a keyword.
It's our job to give you money.
The 320. Well, listen, other stations are constantly giving away stuff, especially the FMs. That's all they do. Stay tuned for this. Win this. Win tickets to Taylor Swift.
All right. It's a cover for bad programming.
The next story I'm going to turn over completely to you because I got to be honest. I know you've been interested. I don't have a lot of interest. But the one thing I did learn, that the number one selling beer in America is Bud Light. I did not know that. It's the best-selling beer in the country. It would not have occurred to me.
I didn't know it was number one, but I figured it was way up there.
It is. It far outpaces Modelo and Michelob Ultra. Those are your top-selling U.S. beer sets.
Well, it's good to know.
I see a lot of Modelo ads. I've had a Modelo. They're not bad. But I, you know what I thought? Because I find this out sometimes. The share of people that drink diet soda is actually very small. So I assume the same thing with beer, that people are not going to go for the light version so much. And they would stick with, because if they want beer, I want beer. I want the full effect of alcohol.
Yeah, I don't drink much beer because it just doesn't sit well in my stomach.
Right.
Just makes my stomach feel uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Well, Bud Light sales are plummeting. In-store sales plummeted more than 26% for the week that ended April 22nd. The week before, sales dropped by 21%. And the week before that, sales dropped by 11%. What could be the reasons for this?
Well, everybody knows that it's they put this transgender Dylan Mulvaney on their beer cans. Although I don't think they actually distributed the cans.
I didn't know that till I read this story. They sent her a can with her face
on
it.
Right.
She posted a video of herself with the can on TikTok, and that's what lit up the world.
There was a very limited number manufactured. They had not been distributed, but she put it out all over social media, and she was celebrating 365 days of girlhood. Let's just say that your basic Bud Light drinker.
Is that really it? She was celebrating 365 days of girlhood?
Yeah, that was the campaign.
I didn't
know. Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Now, you're talking about a drink that's primarily consumed by younger working class guys, sports fans, the ages.
But really, Bud Light?
Did you guys see what Kid Rock did in protest?
Oh, that was. Took out a machine gun and blasted cases of Bud Light. I watched that over and over again. And, you know, that's the general attitude of most of the Bud Light.
Is that necessary to show violence, that you want to, kill the people?
He wanted to shoot the beer.
Symbolic.
And then he turned to the camera and said, F you, Anheuser-Busch, and gave the middle finger. And it's just not something the customer base wants to see. Yeah, just sell beer. There's too much of this social justice nonsense in products that have nothing to do with it. And it's to an audience that doesn't want to hear about it. No matter how self-righteous you are in your social justice crusade, that audience doesn't want to hear about it. What did you do for your company? You're a marketing executive, and you just blew a gigantic hole in your ship. 26% of sales gone, and it gets worse every week.
But I misinterpreted this story. I thought they were actually putting all this on the shelves, but it was really just a special thing, and they sent her a can.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But look, imagine if they put it on the shelves.
Well, I thought that. I wasn't following the story closely enough to know, and I thought, did they really put this on shelves in grocery stores and stuff?
No, and I don't think they're going to.
And but you know what, though? Most people would walk past the display and not even know who Dylan Mulvaney is and just go,
right. No, nobody did. But
they would think it's some woman.
Somehow that got her. See, on social media, stuff gets to a billion accounts just like that.
Yeah.
And so the whole world figured out what the story was right away. And a lot of young guys don't want to deal with it.
Do you think it's a micro story? If I went out in the street right now and asked 100 people who Dylan Mulvaney is,
It's not Dylan Mulvaney. It's that she's a transgender.
But someone would only know that if they knew who she was. Otherwise, it's just a girl's face on a can.
Yeah, but in social media circles, you learn about it very quickly, and then it got a lot of news coverage.
But social media circles are very small, is what I'm saying.
No, but they get big very, very quickly. You know how many tens of millions of people have seen Kid Rock blasting away the beer cans?
It was the same person sharing it with his friends.
No. Actually, most of the guys I know were talking about it. And even adults who don't drink beer just were astonished that you could misunderstand your audience so grievously. And it didn't help that the advertising executive said that Bud Light was a fratty beer. It was juvenile people and juvenile commercials. You insult the audience. You say you basically call the audience.
Pretty accurate.
Yes, but you're trying to sell a product. You have to make friends with the people buying your product. You can't tell them what they're supposed to believe and what they're supposed to support. You know, they like the Clydesdales. They're fine with that. They're fine with sports figures. They're fine with goofy little skits for commercials during a football game. They don't want to deal with this.
This is like, I get completely the same thing, but kind of a different. I get annoyed. I was watching the NFL draft last week, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying they overdo it with the military. Why do they have to bring out the military every 5 minutes?
Yeah, that stuff bugs me too.
We get it. We understand, right? You know, a lot of your fans. But this would be a case, John, of them going in the right direction, right? Because you think a lot of their fans probably are.
They do. You know, I mean, beer-drinking football fans, they're the Midwest, they're the South, they're working class. You know, she was hoping, the only people who really are into these social justice movements are the four W's. The white, wealthy women, right?
Yeah.
White, wealthy, woke women. They vote heavily Democratic, very progressive. it's really trendy, you know.
So this is what Bud Light was reaching out to then. Because I'm looking at an interview here with one of the marketing executives saying we're trying to promote the brand to young people.
Right. Right.
I guess she thinks are more accepting of trans influencers. No,
that is the danger of stereotyping. Obviously, a lot of young men are not and are not going to become that anytime soon. Everybody likes to go with these trendy, broad brush stereotypes, and stereotypes are always wrong. And they go in all directions. And this was a bad, stupid advertising stereotype. If you want to sell beer, you want to be a social justice warrior, that's great. But look what happened. You lost 26% of the market. Now, how do you get that back? And she was so obnoxious because a video went around with all her comments about the customers being fratty and juvenile, or the beer was targeted in a fratty juvenile way. And, you know, you got Kid Rock with the machine gun and the middle finger. That's what you got back. Now, what do you do? You're running a business. Your job is to make money. It's a public company. People buy shares of stock in Anheuser-Busch. The company lost
five. Generally, a rule of thumb in the business that you don't take on any controversial subjects.
No, that's why companies never did. And Donald Trump Jr. tried to cover for the executives, saying, "Hey, look, the executives. These guys are Republicans. They donate to Republican candidates and all." But that didn't even work. And it's just, don't disrespect your audience. Don't give the audience something they don't want that's controversial. That's just basic business 101. Understand what audience you have, because guess what? The white, woke, wealthy women are drinking expensive Chardonnay. They're not going to pop open a Bud Light. It doesn't matter how many social justice warrior causes you put in the beer can. Those women are going to drink wine. And the crowd that's drinking your beer is never going to drink wine. You understand? It's two different worlds. So wine people can take on a cause like that. But you got low rent beer? You got cheap beer? I mean, do you have a brain in your head? Are you at all connected with the world? But this is a woke virus. People are doing weird things. Ever since Trump got elected, people's brains broke. They broke. Everything became like a woke crusade. It's like, stop it. You know how many people are just not interested in these topics? A lot of people don't care. They don't wish ill on anybody, but they don't care. That would be me. They don't want to hear it.
That's why I told you I didn't even follow this story.
Right, because they don't care. Right. But people have a reaction when they feel something that they don't want to hear about get shoved down their throats. Hmm. And then it's like, no. You're not going to push that on me. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of seeing it. That's the way they feel. And you're, again, doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. You're trying to sell beer to them.
But again, if they just made a couple of cans for her and she showed one off on social media, it's not like it was everywhere. That's
I think point. So many people, especially guys, are really sick of it all. And
they're transphobic.
They're uncomfortable. That's the whole thing. They don't want to hear the names. They don't care about your names. They don't care. They don't want it
your
discussed
pronouns?
Anymore. No, they don't care about your names. They don't care about your pronouns. They don't care about all the snark and all the scolding and the wokeness. They don't care. They're tired of hearing it. Your job is to sell beer.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're on the air from 1 to 4 every weekday. So if you cannot hear any part of the show live, you can always pick it up on demand right after 4 o'clock. The podcast is posted at KFIAM640.com, also on the iHeartRadio app. It seems to be a lot of mass deaths lately. We have a story out of Oklahoma, which deserves a few minutes to spend on it because it's once again the lesson of you got to be careful who you run into in life. We're going to get the report first from KGRH reporter Amanda Slee. The parents of one of the victims found dead in this home. You may have heard this story. Police were looking for a couple of missing teens and two girls. And when they actually tracked them, they came to a house where there were seven dead bodies in a place called Henrietta, Oklahoma. And it all comes back to, and here's the part about lessons that have to be learned, a convicted sex offender. Let's listen to the news report.
Sources in LADA.
I don't even know what we're supposed to do next. I don't even know if we're going to bury our daughter.
The Webster family, grieving the loss of Ivy Webster, visited the scene just a mile away from their home. Sad, frustrated, and hurt, the family says they just want answers.
I wanted to go on the land and get the answers myself, and I know I can't.
As they reflect on this past weekend, the Websters are sharing new details about the events leading up to the deaths. They say on Saturday, Ivy and her friends Brittany Brewer and Tiffany Guess went to the mall and Main Event, then had a sleepover, all things they've done before. On Sunday, Ivy's mom got a message from her that she said had a different tone than normal, but not so different that she was alarmed. Later that day,
I get a call from Jesse a little while, about five or so, saying, oh, yeah, we're still out here in McAllister. The phone was really cutting out. Not getting good service. I said, okay, keep me updated. And that was the last contact. I believe the girls were already gone at that point.
Now learning about Jesse McFadden's criminal history and status as a registered sex offender, they are calling for change in the justice system.
I ask our congresspeople to get stricter on these pedophiles, to keep them locked up, to hold them in jail, because no other family should go through what we're going through right now.
The Websters tell me they believe McFadden planned this and say it could have been worse, as he supposedly invited more of the teen's friends over. So for parents everywhere now worried about something similar happening to their family, the Websters have a message.
Don't trust anybody. Look up everything you possibly can on everybody around you, where your kids are going to be around.
For those remembering Ivy, these grieving parents say they want people to think about the kind heart she had and how she went out of her way to make others happy.
All right, you can tell that's Oklahoma television. let's go back and kind of give you the details behind this story. The dead people that were found were a woman by the name of Holly Guess, and her children, Riley Elizabeth Allen, 17, Michael James Mayo, 15. And then these two girls that were missing, Ivy Webster, 14, Brittany Brewer, 15. And we saved the best for last. Jesse McFadden, 39 years old, on the state's sex offender registry. And in fact, facing a case of child porn, he was supposed to appear in court. He was actually convicted in 2003. Of first-degree rape. He was in prison until October of 2020. He was scheduled to appear in court Monday for the start of a jury trial on charges of soliciting sexual conduct with a minor and possessing child porn. And apparently, right before all this ended for all of them, he texted his victim and said, "You're the reason for this." So my guess is, while they're tight-lipped, he killed them all, then killed himself. And I guess he took these two teen girls, too.
Well, what do you think's going to happen if you let out a sex offender? I have never heard an argument for ever letting one of these guys out. Never. Like, what? So what do you think's going to happen? That's another thing you cannot cure.
Yeah.
There's no therapy for that. There's no operation for that. There's no drug for that. So what, of course you're going to end up with teenagers killed. Probably after getting sexually assaulted. That's what these guys do, right? Birds fly, lions roar, sex offenders sexually attack girls, and some of them kill. And this will keep happening until we just lock them up and never let them out. Somebody should be forced to make an argument. Prove that you can somehow make a sex offender safe. I mean, they put a lifetime stigma on them. They put a lifetime warning. You're on registered on the sex offender list. Well, nobody knows who's on the sex offender list.
You have to go looking for it,
right?
In California, we remember Megan's Law, and you have to go looking for it.
But you can't do that all day for every town you go through, every neighborhood you visit, every shopping mall you go to, right? You can't spend the whole day on the sex offender list. And even if you did... you know, you get kidnapped somewhere. You get kidnapped in the parking lot of a shopping mall, let's say, or if at a 7-Eleven. So what's the point of having him on a registry if he's just hanging out at a store and decides he's going to grab these two cute girls in the parking lot?
Well, in state prison in 2017, this guy was accused of having a cell phone contraband and using it to communicate with a 16-year-old and getting nude photos from her. Well, right. He was in jail.
Yeah, because it's uncontrollable urges. You know, it's like
that led to my question. I guess she didn't know. Why did she marry him? She just married him in 2021, it says. It cost her life and her kid's life.
I have a feeling it didn't come up during the dating process.
It says he tried to keep it right.
Yeah.
I don't know how well she screened him. Well, as a potential marriage partner.
But I don't know. I mean,
to not know somebody you're dating. He was in prison until October of 2020. Looks like he married her the next year.
When you just fall in love with somebody and decide you want to marry him, who looks up their criminal history?
Nah.
Nobody does. How would you know? And he's not going to tell, right? If you've been convicted of some terrible sex crime, are you going to tell the woman who wants to marry you?
They did learn a few months ago that he had been convicted of first-degree rape in 2003 and was in prison until October 2020. But that was after she married him.
You can't let them out of prison because, of course, they're going to go somewhere. Maybe they'll go to another town, and you could come up with a fake name anyway. Of course, they're not going to tell. They're not going to disclose their rape convictions. But, I mean, the whole premise of this is preposterous. Don't let them out. Of course, they're going to do this. It's just a matter of who's going to get it.
All right. When we come back, another sordid chapter in Circling the Drain, San Francisco. Nordstrom is leaving, taking with them, of course, Nordstrom Rack. It's their discount outlet. We'll talk about that and more. Oh, we got interesting news on Biden, too. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.